Hi, I'm Paul Manwaring. Welcome to my podcast channel. You can find more information about me, more blogs, podcasts, and some of my photographs at paulmanwaring.com. Thanks for listening to me. This week, I'm answering a question that quite a lot of people ask me, and that is, you know, how can you improve as a leader? How do you travel this journey as a leader? Well, honestly, for me, it really is about a journey. It's the only way that I can view leadership. It's a journey and it starts with me. It literally starts with me managing me. Can I manage me? If I can manage me, lead me, control me, govern me, then I'm on the right track. That journey, actually, it probably started with me when I was about 8 years old, when I was working in my parents' small village stores. It was a wonderful experience. It was wonderful training. In reality, I probably learned some of my pastoring skills and my basic administration in that little store there as I served customers and walked things out to the car. But really, I think my leadership and management began when I started training to be a nurse. You see, the first task was manage me and my one task. And my first task actually was one patient. I remember the ward. It was Rothschild Ward there in the London Hospital in Whitechapel. And I remember standing and looking out of the window as I was caring for this gentleman with an external pacemaker. I was literally wondering how I got there, because my original plan was to be a psychiatric nurse, but I'd been recruited to be a general and psychiatric nurse, something which I'm really glad I did now. But I was actually a little bit surprised in those early days, because I was thrown into some practical general nursing that I don't think I'd actually got my head around. And my first patient, well, actually, I pulled his pacemaker lead out, which was a little bit of a crisis as I washed him there in his bed. But hey, it all worked out okay, and he didn't come to any harm. But, you know, my first task was managing me and my one task. And that's the beginning of the journey. And I went from there to managing me and maybe two or three patients and several tasks, to managing, five patients, and then managing me and maybe one or two other members of staff. And I went from there to managing a ward on night duty when I was a staff nurse in intensive care. For me, that's the journey of leadership. It's working our way up. It's learning to manage me, to trust me, and to know that I've finished that job and I can move on to the next one. And actually, this is common in many walks of life. As I look at people like the police or people in the military, or of course, in my experience, a nurse, or you see people who work in stores and they learn to manage, you know, their department, and then they're managing the store. Well, it's that journey. It's a journey of moving on, of gaining responsibility, gaining trust of yourself, and then gaining the trust of other people as they watch how you lead and how you manage. You know, I went from my nursing to being a prison officer. One of the interesting things was that I actually believed that I was recruited for the next level of management because of how I managed one party of prisoners. Every day I had a job to go out and take six young men out to sweep roads. Hey, it was pretty mundane work. I did something, though, and I think that people noticed something when I did this. I always took seven brushes with me to sweep the road. In other words, I took one for me. And what I did was I became something of a leader by modeling how to do the job. And I know that was noticed. And from there, I went and worked my way up the ranks, learning to manage me, learning to manage a small team, learning to manage a department, what we would call a wing in a prison, and then moving on to managing larger departments and eventually being the number two and then the governor of prison. Working my way up. It's really is, I believe, the way of learning management and leadership. Most people in leadership have to manage a little bit, and most people in management, the more they are promoted, will have to lead a little bit. I kind of think it's about 80-20. If you're more of a manager, you're probably 80-20 manage lead, and if you're more of a leader, you're probably 80% a leader and maybe 20% a manager. The reality is, though, as we're promoted, as we have larger organizations, we'll have more responsibility, and it's really important to, along the way, learn some of the basic principles of management or leadership. I've loved my journey. I really have. It's been a great privilege for me to travel this management leadership journey. I'm amazed at some of the different steps that God has had me on. One of my favorite phrases is, "He wastes nothing, He gets you ready." He's wasted nothing with me, and he has got me ready for something that really surprises me. But I want to encourage every one of you on your leadership journey. Don't despise what you're doing today. You know, Nehemiah, he learned to build the wall that was opposite him. Don't despise the day of small beginnings, I guess we would call it. Don't despise that task that you have today. And I like to think that I would never be too big. I would never be too preoccupied that I couldn't be aware of tasks around me that need to be done. Maybe they're several ranks lower than me, but my willingness to get my hands dirty, even at times when it's not totally appropriate or even totally necessary, but a willing heart. Obviously, if you're a hospital administrator, you don't need to be able to do the brain surgery. In fact, that would be a scary thought. But I like to think that as I've worked my way through the ranks, that I have developed an ability to function at every level. And I'm never too big to step back down to do something that I used to do years ago at a lower rank. You see, I believe that the highest level of government on earth is self-government. And administration, leadership, is the gift of government. And it starts with self-government. Can you govern you? If you can govern you, if you can manage you, you have a great future. You have a great career ahead of you. You will rise to be a great leader, because if you can govern you, people will see that, and that will give you influence. They'll trust you, because if they see that you can trust yourself, then they'll trust you too. Self-government, that's where it begins. Learning step by step, doing the tasks in front of us, not despising the day of small beginnings, and taking each opportunity, each step up the ladder, so to speak, as an opportunity to have a greater influence on this planet. It's a very simple way to start talking about leadership, but I hope it's meant something to you, and I hope it means that you can embrace where you are right now and see that what He's given you to do right now is a great opportunity. It's an opportunity for you to learn, to grow, and to build a foundation that will be essential as you are promoted, as you gain more and more responsibility. Thanks for being with me. As I said at the beginning, if you want more information about me, or you want to read more blogs or listen to other podcasts or even have a look at my photographs, you can join me on paulmanwaring.com. Thank you for joining with me, and I look forward to talking to you another time.